Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Thank you. Ian 909, we're going to spend an hour talking about weight loss and GLP-1s and some of the changes that are coming to them. And as we get through the holidays and look toward the first of the year, a lot of people start thinking about losing weight. And we thought we'd talk to Mae Scott, our friend Dr. Mae Scott, medical director and owner of Kronos Wellness, to get the latest. How you doing, Doc?
Doing well, Tommy. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Happy New Year to you. A little bit ahead of time. Let's talk about the GLP-1s, and then we'll talk about what's changing and so forth. What is a GLP-1? And because, you know, one in eight adults say they're currently taking one, but for the seven that aren't and maybe are thinking about it, I don't know how many people are overweight in this country. What is a GLP-1 and what does it do?
Well, when we talk about GLP-1 medications, most people mean the GLP-1 medications like semaglutide, tirzepatide, which are Wegovy. For weight loss, it's going to be Wegovy and Zepbound. Those are the most common brand names. Or like I mentioned before, the medicine itself is semaglutide or tirzepatide. Mm-hmm. These are medicines that bind to a receptor called GLP-1 in the body. And they cause multiple different things to occur. But for weight loss, it is generally going to cause a reaction in the brain where you just stop craving things as much. You kind of lose the food noise, if you will. And your pancreas, which is an organ that produces insulin, it will cause you to produce more insulin as glucose goes up. That insulin then brings the glucose into the cells where it's used for energy, and it balances your glucose levels in your system a lot better. And then in your gut, which is the thing most people are going to notice, it slows your stomach emptying. So you get full faster and you stay full longer. You just can't eat as much.
How long have these been around?
Well, honestly, for quite a while, for at least a couple of decades. Now, in different forms, there were earlier GLP-1 agonist medications like liraglutide, Trulicity, that have been around for 20 plus years. But the more recent ones that were used, and semaglutide was approved by the FDA for type 2 diabetes in 2017 and has been proven to be very safe.
I guess what amazes me, Doc, is that seemingly these things seem to be like a miracle drug almost in a lot of different ways. But why did it take so long for people, whomever it was, to realize what they could accomplish?
Well, like a lot of other medicines, these medicines were designed and tested mostly for the use of type 2 diabetes. They were not tested for weight loss, but they were secretly used by certain celebrities for weight loss for a long time.
Oh, really?
It just came around to, the pharmaceutical companies just had to look at these medicines for a possible other reason and go through the great expense and time to have them tested to prove that not only they work, but that they're safe, and then present that to the FDA. And of course, that takes years, many years to do that.
When it comes to somebody, I want to open the text lines here at 504-260-1870. When it comes to adverse effects, are there a lot of adverse effect to these things?
Yes, some people have a difficult time with these medicines. The most common thing that we see is nausea. Most people, not all, but most people are going to get some form of nausea. In some rare people, the nausea can be so bad that they can't tolerate even the lowest doses. But that's not common. We also see constipation, acid reflux. Some people get diarrhea and abdominal cramps. But by far, the majority of people can tolerate the medicine without any problem.
So as of late, it was strictly by injection, but now there's a new pill that's been approved. Tell me about that.
Yes, it's pretty interesting, and it may be a good choice for those people who have a needle phobia. They don't work as well, and they do seem to cause somewhat more side effects overall.
The pill does, but Doc, as opposed to the injectable?
As opposed to the injections, okay. Yes. We can break it down like this. Like the pill is Wegovy pill, so it is a semaglutide. So Wegovy in itself in the studies showed a 12.5 total body weight loss in a one-year period in their studies that they did. So 12.5% total body weight loss in a year. Well, the pill that they've just released, and it's a 25-milligram pill, or they just approved, will show a 16% total body weight loss in 64 weeks. So that's quite a while. You know, it's a more long-term treatment or maintenance treatment.
Some common misconceptions, I guess, or myths about this. I think somebody texted and said, why don't I lose weight on Mounjaro? Well, I don't know what this person is going through, but I can tell you, if you eat a diet of cookies and cake, you're not going to lose weight no matter what you take, right?
Yes. Well, that's sort of true. Okay. It really depends on how an individual responds to these medicines. We have seen, for the most part, 80% of people do extremely well on medicines and will find their goal, 80% easily. There's another 10% that seem to lose weight slower, and those people also will become tolerant to this medicine more rapidly, meaning that they will have to move up to higher and higher doses rapidly, when people who respond really well may not have to move up to higher doses as rapidly and see more benefit. And then there is a good 10% or so that you might as well inject water into. They just don't respond to the medicine. Hmm. So, unfortunately, there are going to be those people.
What do you look for when a patient comes in and wants to get on one of these things? Is it a percentage of body fat, or is it like prediabetes? How do you diagnose who should and who shouldn't?
Well, we're basically listening to the patient's history, of course, thoroughly going through patient medications, and then talking to them about their potential goals and what they're looking for. Of course, we use the BMI as a scale, as a measurement as well. So we want to find someone who is potentially going to do well and will become healthier with weight loss. It's not the type of person who wants to lose 5 pounds for a wedding or something like that. That's just not always appropriate.
No, I lost 90 on these medications, so I can understand exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. When it comes to people, the differences in the different medications, do they act differently? Do people react differently to them? Are they basically the same? I'm trying to understand what the difference is between. Go ahead.
The two main medicines we're using, semaglutide and tirzepatide. Semaglutide is the same medicine as Ozempic and Wegovy, and tirzepatide is the same medicine in Mounjaro and Zepbound. Now, Wegovy and Zepbound have been approved by the FDA for weight loss. Ozempic and Mounjaro have been approved for type 2 diabetes. I know that can be confusing, but the brand names are just names. They are not medicine names. Mm-hmm. Semaglutide and tirzepatide are the medicine names. So semaglutide has been around for, like I said, since 2017, it was approved for type 2 diabetes. And the newer one, tirzepatide, which is, again, Mounjaro and Zepbound, that medication not only binds to the GLP-1 receptor that we talked about, but also to a secondary receptor, a GIP receptor. So you get more activity with it, and it does cause more weight loss at a faster rate, not twice as fast, but definitely in most people. We also find most people have less nausea with that particular medicine, and they don't seem to become tolerant as rapidly. They don't have to move up on doses as quickly as they do with the semaglutide.
I'm trying to figure out if, you know, I know what happened with me, but I'm trying to figure out with the population if it affects the way your body metabolizes calories or just makes you eat less?
It does a little of both. It makes you eat less, it makes you crave less, and it does help with your metabolism, definitely.
Are there other uses that they found for these things besides just when it comes to eating?
Oh, yes, definitely. I'm sure you've heard a lot of the research that's out. These medicines seem to decrease inflammation. There was a large study that showed that they can decrease the progression of dementia. In one study, they found that people who were on these medications had less heart attacks than the people who weren't. Now, these are diabetics that they're looking at for the most part, but still, on the medicine, everything else the same, or not on these medicines. They believe they help heart contractility, meaning that people who have congestive heart failure may get more contraction of their heart, and it could help their heart function better. They found that they can improve kidney function in people who have mild kidney disease. There are just so many benefits. Autoimmune diseases are finding that they have less flare-ups when taking these medicines.
It's quite remarkable. Is it overly dramatic to call this a miracle medicine? I mean, really?
I don't know about a miracle. I think it's an amazing medicine. People who have few side effects on it seem to do extremely well for the most part, most people, as I mentioned. And the benefits that you can get from them are just tremendous. Another interesting thing, they seem to decrease the craving for alcohol. So those of us who like a glass or two or three of wine with dinner find that we can easily hold that to a glass, if that.
What about smoking? Have they done any research on that?
I haven't seen the research, and honestly, there aren't any papers that I've seen that have shown that it decreases alcohol consumption, but we've seen so many patients, you know, that are telling us that. And a friend of mine who is a specialist in addiction is working on a study that's showing that it can decrease alcohol cravings as well as other drugs. But I have heard people tell me they have stopped smoking while taking these medicines. So I assume it works that way as well.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Dr. Mae Scott, our friend, medical director, owner of Kronos Wellness, about the GLP-1 medications. If you have any questions, please text them in to 504-260-1870. I know a lot of people want to go and lose some weight after the first of the year, after putting on some holiday poundage. But the difference is, if you went from a normal weight to 10 pounds overweight, then maybe this is not for you. But if you went from being 70 pounds overweight to being 80 pounds overweight, then this is something you might be interested in. 921, Tommy Tucker, back in a flash, WWL. 9:26, no surprise, come the first of the year, everybody wants to lose some weight. You see all the commercials for the, well, for whatever, and gyms and everything else, but these GLP-1s, they helped me lose over 90 pounds, and they have been a real life changer, and I've kept the weight off. That's been the difference, Mace, in that I've lost at different points in my life, like 40 pounds, 40 pounds, 40 pounds, put it right back on. With this, I'm not putting it right back on. But with that being said, once you start taking this, and I don't mean to demean it at all, but if I stop taking this, I'm going to be right back to where I started, am I not?
Well, it depends on the person. And there are some people who do have, you know, issues with eating in their environment, and then some people just naturally.
I don't have issues. I have a subscription, Mace.
Okay. And there, you know, there's that. Yeah. And then there are those people who just, you know, have a predisposition for gaining weight, mm-hmm. as opposed to others who do not as much. So we do find that some people can get on this medicine, back off of it, and change their lifestyle, or, you know, start working out and maintain for quite a while. But there are others who go on a maintenance program and seem to do very well with it. And, you know, it helps you just regulate your day-to-day life.
The way your body metabolizes, your pancreas metabolizes sugar, mm-hmm. of whatever form, because I use fructose, and because that's sugar is all that is, right? Or corn, mm-hmm. sugars. So I forgot exactly the term of it, but you can't exercise it off, correct?
Not in that way. No, not just exercise. Eat sugar, exercise, and it burns it off. No, it doesn't.
Because you'd have to exercise. You'd have to exercise 24 hours a day, and even then, depending on how much you took in, you still couldn't get it off. Mm-hmm. People are texting in. Somebody wants to know about, is there a chemical difference between the injectable and the pill form of this?
No, it's not a chemical difference. It's just the dosing. The The studies that they did were on using a 25 milligram pill and a 50 milligram pill. Now, they're only going to release the 25 milligram pill. And 25 is a lot for semaglutide because the highest dose in the brand is 2.5. Mm. But the thing about the pills is they don't absorb well. When you swallow them, they absorb mostly in your stomach. They don't really absorb in your lower gut or intestines. But you only will take in or only have about 1 to 2% of what you take in as that becomes bioavailable. Bioavailable means that it gets into your system and it can actually function in the way that it's supposed to. So it's only a very small amount that actually makes it through the process, if you will, when you're swallowing it, as opposed to the injections, which the majority of it is bioavailable, works with an injection.
So I'm confused about what is the advantage other than you just don't have the needle or you don't have to stick yourself?
Well, yes, that's, in my opinion, is the only advantage, that you don't have to inject with a needle. The needles are very teeny. They're insulin needles. You don't feel them really. And you inject once a week. With these tablets, though, you have to take them every day. You cannot miss doses. You have to take it on an empty stomach in the morning. Nothing can be in your stomach in order for it to absorb right. You cannot eat for 30 minutes. And if you miss a dose here and there, the availability, the effectiveness drops tremendously. So I don't know. I don't see the advantage. They are less expensive. Overall, they're going to start out at the same price as the low doses of semaglutide or the Wegovy. But again, it's just one dose, one size pill, and you just continually take that pill. But you have to be very regimented with it in order for it to actually work.
Somebody texted in, I don't quite understand how all of this works, but brand names as opposed to compounded drugs or availability or price and all of this stuff, mm-hmm. It just seems like we have such a problem with obesity in this country that leads to diabetes. I was pre-diabetic. The insurance company would not have paid for it unless I got diabetes. And then after I got diabetes, they would pay for it. And I'm laughing because that's so ridiculous, because once you have it, you pretty much have diabetes, right? At least the one type of diabetes. And what I'm trying to say in my own clumsy way is, how affordable are these medicines, and is there anything on the horizon that would make them more affordable?
Well, the prices are dropping. As a matter of fact, as of January, we're going to see a decrease in the brand names. They're still going to be pricey, but at least they're a heck of a lot better. They were $1,000 a month, and they're dropping down to the initial dose of Wegovy is going to drop to $199 a month. But then as the doses go up, they go to $349 a month. I mean, that's still tremendously better than they were. The compound in medicine is significantly cheaper than that. Still, it's going to be cheaper than that, half the price or somewhere around there. And the difference between compounded and brand, just to make it easy, that the compounded medicine is just the same medication. It's just being reconstituted or put it from a powder form into a liquid form by a compounding pharmacy that's making it specifically for the needs of a patient that the doctor tells them this patient needs this medicine. The medicine itself is the same medicine. You keep hearing knockoffs or copycats, and they're not knockoffs or copycats. It's the same exact medication. Now, if you think about it, when I have a headache, I'll ask my wife for some Tylenol. Mm-hmm. She never gives me Tylenol. I've never had her give me Tylenol. She gives me acetaminophen from CVS or Walgreens. Mm-hmm. Well, that, to us, that is Tylenol, because Tylenol is a brand name. It is not the name of a medicine. It's a brand name. The name of the medicine is acetaminophen. So when you're talking about Wegovy or Ozempic, Wegovy and Ozempic are trademarked brand names. They are not medication names. The medication name is semaglutide. So it is semaglutide, which is compounded, and that's the medicine you receive from a compounding pharmacy. But when you look at the name of the medication on the brand box of Wegovy, it says semaglutide, because that is the same medicine in it. Does that make sense?
It does. So who can compound this stuff, or is it under patent, or how does that work?
Well, that's kind of interesting. compounding pharmacies in the United States are only allowed to make medications that are different in some way than a commercial medication. In other words, they don't allow them to compete with commercial big pharma pharmacies. So there are some ways that compounding pharmacies can legally make the medicine. If there's a variation or if your physician says that I need compounding medicine for this patient and gives a specific reason that is a justified reason, then they can produce it. Now, Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk, the companies that make Wegovy and Zepbound, have filed a suit against a couple of the larger compounding pharmacies, basically saying that they are infringing on their patent, which is very interesting because they say they're infringing on their patent. In other words, you're making the same medicine that I'm making, and I have a patent on it. And then they turn around in another breath and say, they're making copycats. They're not making the real medicine. Well, if it's not the real medicine, how are they infringing on their patent?
Right.
Because it is the exact medicine. That's the thing. But the pharmaceutical companies, Big Pharma, is trying to stop the compounding pharmacies because compounding pharmacies are making it and making a little profit and giving it to patients at a reasonable price, which, you know, Big Pharma can't do because they spend millions on advertising and millions making the product. So, you know, they have a higher cost.
When it comes to age appropriateness, somebody texted in, is there an age that's too young or too old for these?
Not too old, but semaglutide, which is Wegovy, has been approved for ages as young as 12 years old and up. The tirzepatide, which is the Zepbound, has not yet been approved for 12-year-olds, but, you know, just adults, 18 or
above. So I'm trying to keep up with the words. Let me take a break. I'll let my eyes deglaze, Mace, because you deal with this all the time. I don't. Dr. Mace Scott, our guest medical director and owner of Kronos Wellness. We're talking about GLP-1s. We're coming up on the first of the year. Everybody's going to want to lose some weight. But I think the thing with these GLP-1s is if you look at diet, that in and of itself is dooming you to fail. You have to look at it as a lifestyle change. And that's what these GLP-1s allow you to do. We'll pick it up there when we come back. 9:35, traffic now, WWL. Hi, 9:42, 18 till 10, spending an hour with our friend Dr. Mace Scott, medical director and owner of Kronos Wellness, about talking about GLP-1s. And Mace, somebody texted in, they thought that, and I seem to remember talking to you about this, about a link with cancer or something with these GLP-1s, or not causing it, but helping to tell me about it.
Improve it,
yeah.
Potentially improve.
Right.
You know, there have been a couple of studies, one of them that I read not long ago that showed that young people who have colorectal cancer had a significantly improved survival rate when taking these medicines. And there has been linked to improvement in other cancers as well. So the benefits with these medicines is just astounding. You know, as I told you, Tommy, we have cardiologists that send us patients that do not need to lose weight, but they just want these patients, their patients, on this medicine. Mm-hmm. We're seeing this all the time. Patients who are referred from other physicians who tell us, you know, I'd like my patient to be on this medicine. I believe the benefits are tremendous. So, you know, there's very little downside. The potential side effects of the medicine, as we talked about, nausea, constipation, when you're on a continuous dose and have no side effects, then the benefits can be tremendous.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You know, as we talked about, we do have to worry about one concern, and that's pancreatitis, because these medicines can cause pancreatitis, which is just inflammation in your pancreas. It does not lead to pancreatic cancer, but that is a rare condition. It happened in the studies in less than 2% of people, and it never happened before. 5 months of use and at higher doses. We've already seen well over 10,000 patients on weight loss medicines, and there's only one potential case that we're aware of. So it's wow. Very rare. But outside of that, really not much to worry about.
Somebody texted in about energy, and somebody else texted in, and you can address both of these at the same time because maybe they are linked, about exercise and these medicines making you lose muscle.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great question. I usually try to bring this up. Now, the medicines themselves do not affect the muscle mass. I hear the same thing about hair loss or people who have hair thinning. It's not the medicine that affects the muscle or the hair follicle. It's really the lack of appropriate nutrition. Mm-hmm. Now, if you are dieting and you're taking in less food, and if you're not bringing the protein that you need into your body will start breaking down your protein. So we always give people guidelines, suggestions about what they should be eating. And it's not a diet to lose weight. It's a diet to stay healthy. We tell people how much water you should be consuming to keep from being dehydrated, how much protein to keep from having muscle breakdown, muscle wasting, and then the vitamins that you should be supplementing if you're not getting them appropriately. That is so important for people. And that's where a lot of this is missing. And you see all over TikTok and social media, oh, these medicines can cause this or cause that. Most of the time, it is the lack of nutrients, that you're not eating appropriately or healthy for your body. That's what's causing the symptoms.
The most success I've had with this is when I listened to what the medicine told me to do and ate just a healthy diet. And it's got nothing to do with, and I guess the thing, Mace, I wanted to say in talking about going on a diet, having been there and done it so many times, the diet itself is a misnomer because you think, okay, I'm going to do this and then I'm done. Then I go back to eating like I want. And the problem is you do that and you go back and you put the weight right back on, right? So what you're talking mm-hmm. about here is a lifestyle change. If you're going to lose weight and keep it off, you have to do a change in your lifestyle. And that is really what these medicines facilitate. Am I accurate in that?
Yes, they can definitely help with that. And that's one of the interesting things. When they first came out as weight loss medicines, my staff started coming to me and saying, we need to bring this to our clinic. And Tommy, initially, I was dead against it. Mm-hmm. I said, people are going to think this is a magic bullet. They're going to think I can take these medicines and live the way I want. And I said, that's not what I want to be about. I want our facility to teach people to be healthier. And so I kind of rejected it. My staff started doing these. They were actually getting them from, I hate to say this, but from Canada because the United States is so expensive. And the next thing I know, I see that several of them are losing weight. They're eating healthier food. As I sit in the kitchen with them, I'm like, wow, this is different. And then they're starting to get back into the gym. And they're looking great. They're feeling great. They're smiling more. They're just happier people. And I thought, wow, I think I made a mistake. I think maybe these medicines are going to do something good for people. And in the 3 years we've been doing this, I have just seen amazing changes in people. It's not only your health, because your body becomes healthier, but your mind, you become happier with yourself. Most people become more outgoing, you know, more fulfilled.
Somebody wants to know about the difference between male and female. Any difference in, what do you call it, efficacy?
No, not really. And you don't change the dosing. We do see men tend to lose weight faster. A lot of that can be because of muscle mass, underlying muscle mass, and just the metabolism. So on average, and this is kind of a guesstimate, we'll see women lose about 5 to 10 pounds a month if they're doing everything right. Some more than that, some less than that. And with men, it's more like, you know, 12 up to, you know, 8 to 12 pounds a month. I have had a few men lose as much as 20 pounds a month. And that's really rapid weight loss. But the ones that I've seen do this have done very well. And two that are friends of mine have held it off and done quite well with these medicines.
Somebody else texted in and wants to know about, you know, their lobbies for Big Pharma, et cetera, et cetera. Is anybody really taking up the gauntlet when it comes to petitioning whomever to bring down the price of these medicines or release? Or like you said, I know they have a legal battle going with where you can't have both sides. You can't say it's a knockoff and then it's an infringement on a patent. It's got to be one or the other, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is anybody taking up the fight against?
Well, the Trump administration just did that. So these medications were costing $1,000 or more a month. And the Trump administration made a deal with both pharmacies to bring that price down. So as of now, the Wegovy is going to start at $199 a month in the starting doses and then move up to $349 a month. And that's a tremendous drop from where they were. Zepbound is going to drop to $350 a month. And that's for at least the first four doses. And then they start going up, I think, first maybe three doses, then they go to $499 or something. Again, a tremendous drop from where they were. But the compounding medicine remains much less than that still. But you have to keep in mind that the money that Big Pharma spends just producing these medicines, testing the medicines, bringing them to the FDA, and then the commercials, millions and millions of dollars of commercials to try to sell the medicines, that's very expensive. So they have to recoup some money from it.
If somebody wants to pursue this, if they're listening to this and they think this is the kind of thing they might be interested, what's the first step?
For us, then call our clinic, 504-267-4549, and just schedule an appointment for a consultation. It's pretty simple. It only takes about 15 minutes or so. And make sure and bring your medical records, or at least the knowledge of your medical history and medications that you're taking.
Any final thoughts, Mace?
No, I love these products. I've been very impressed. I see very little downfall, and I think it has done a lot of good for people.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time and your efforts as always. Dr. Mace Scott, Medical Director, owner of Kronos Wellness. It is 9:51, 9 till 10. Quick break, then we'll find out what's coming up today here on WWL.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.